For President's Day, we have a Lincoln story for you today called The Young Sentinel by Z.A. Mudge. In the summer of 1862, a young man belonging to a Vermont regiment was found sleeping at his post. He was tried and sentenced to be shot. The day was fixed for the execution, and the young soldier calmly prepared to meet his fate. Friends who knew of the case brought the matter to Mr. Lincoln's attention. It seemed the boy had been on duty one night, and on the following night had taken the place of a comrade too ill to stand guard. The third night he had been called out again, and being utterly exhausted had fallen asleep at his posts. As soon as Mr. Lincoln understood the case, he signed a pardon and sent it to the camp. The morning before the execution arrived, and the president had not heard whether the pardon had reached the officers in charge of the matter, he began to feel uneasy. He ordered a telegram be sent to the camp, but received no answer. State papers could not fix his mind, nor could he banish the condemned soldier boy from his thoughts. At last, feeling that he must know the lad was safe, he ordered the carriage and rode rapidly 10 miles over a dusty road beneath a scorching sun. When he reached the camp, he found the pardon had been received and the execution stayed. The sentinel was released, and his heart was filled with lasting gratitude. When the campaign opened in the spring, the young man was with his regiment near Yorktown, Virginia. They were ordered to attack a fort, and he fell at the first volley of the enemy. His comrades caught him up and carried him bleeding and dying from the field. "Bear witness," he said, "that I have proved myself not a coward, and I'm not afraid to die." Then, making a last effort, with his dying breath, he prayed for Abraham Lincoln. Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.